If you click on the slide part here on the website, it'll bring up people that we know about, and we are certainly pray for them, prayers of intercessory. It is a wonderful thing to be able to pray for one another. And I had a call from Doug Marsh yesterday from Calvary. People at Calvary are still meeting, even though they don't meet in the church. And he asked that we keep one of his members in prayer. And without mentioning her name, the Lord knows who she is. So we'll come in a prayer of agreement with Doug for the person that he lifted up. But I was just wondering, does the Bible really teach a right way to pray? I think all of us have our own way of praying. Some of us kneel, some of us clap our hands, different things. But really, I don't think, because there is really no right way to pray. But the Bible talks about effective prayer includes elements of adoration, confession, commitment, as well as request. Jesus taught his disciple that prayer is an intimate relationship with the Father that includes dependency on daily needs, commitment to obedience, and more importantly, the forgiveness of sin. And you can write out a prayer, or you can use somebody else's prayer that they wrote, and that's okay. Some of them are good, but prayer also can be spontaneous. And God invites us to bring all of our needs to Him in prayer. So with that said, I'd like to lift up all the ones that we know about, and what the beauty part of the Holy Spirit is, He can hear and know the ones that are not mentioned aloud, because He knows everything about it. He knows what we're thinking before we even think it. So prayers of intercession can really be special. With that said, Jesus taught His disciples to pray when they asked Him, Lord, can you teach us to pray like John the Baptist taught his disciples? And Jesus said, yes, I sure will. I'd love to. And he says, use this prayer for a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with, as he taught this prayer that we pray together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.